Wetland species. With this sign on the left, there is a structure called a bird blind, approximately 6 to 7 feet ahead. Bird blinds enable us to observe animals while remaining hidden so we don't distress them. We invite you to spend time observing the wetland just behind this structure. What do you notice when you're within this space? How do you feel knowing that you are hidden from view? What do you hear, smell, see? The bird blind contains a selection of full-size tactile biofacts also associated with wetland habitats. There are replica skulls of two species, the river otter and the great blue heron. Along with the skulls are some footprints of species sometimes encountered along the edge of the water. Feel free to spend a few moments exploring these objects. All are labeled. Wetlands are dynamic areas with species adapted to seasonal changes of water temperature, water level, and organisms present. River otters belong to the Mustelidae family, which also includes mink, badgers, weasels, ferrets, and wolverines. River otters spend their time hunting fishes, amphibians, mollusks, turtles, and crayfish. They are known as a playful species, but activities that look like play to humans actually help the otters hone their hunting skills. Great blue herons are adapted to stalking shorelines with their long, slender legs. They can easily sneak up and pluck their prey out of the water with their tweezer-like bill. These adept hunters eat fish, frogs, and an occasional turtle. Great blue herons sound like this. When observing a wetland, we often expect to see ducks, muskrats, and other common inhabitants. Coyotes and raccoons will sometimes wander close by, leaving their footprints. You can explore the tactile models of these wetland visitors below the replica skulls. When you are ready, go back to the main path of the All Persons Trail. Return to the display featuring the skulls and footprints. With the tactile display on your left, the rope guide will start again on the right, approximately 6 feet away. Here, you have two choices. A sheltered picnic pavilion with seating is available nearby. With the tactile display on your left, follow the path for approximately 10 to 15 feet. The pavilion will be located to your right. We invite you to enjoy this space and enjoy the sights and sounds here near the water. Please be careful. There is a steeper incline surrounding the picnic area because it is dug into the hillside. Here you can also take this trail back to return to the trail entrance. Follow the rope guide on the right and it will guide you back.